This is Heather with MyHouseDeals.com, and today I'm speaking with Premium Elite member Jim. He's getting a refund of his initial upfront membership fee because he bought a property listed on MyHouseDeals.com during the first 12 months of his Premium Elite upgrade. How are you today, Jim?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing good. Jim, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your investing background?
Sure. Really started in the late 80s. I go way back. I was in the oil field. My wife was a geologist. I was a production engineer. The price of oil went to like $8 a barrel. They told us, go find something else to do. We don't need you anymore. They laid us off along with half of Houston. And really, we didn't know anything else to do. So to make some money, we bought a little house and fixed it up, did everything we could ourselves, hired out the rest, made a little money, took that. So we really started flipping just because we needed the money.
Okay. So I guess that's what inspired you to invest in real estate was
the aspect. Yeah, it's amazing what money would do for you. The need for money, but it was fun. We liked that stuff too, so it worked out well.
Cool. Okay, what problem did you have when looking for deals that MyHouse.com was able to satisfy?
Finding the deals. It takes a lot of gas and talking to people. I loved it. Loved MyHouse.com. Can you edit that? I love you guys because, I mean, it's just right there. You can waste so much time looking for a deal that this filled a huge need for me and I'm sure other people.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically the thing that I'm getting from everybody is that it's just one-stop shopping. You can, you know, sit in your PJs in your living room and find all the deals without having to do all the legwork, driving around, wasting the gas money, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Absolutely.
Okay, before you came to us, what else did you do to try to solve the problem of finding deals? Where did you look? And
well, I'd tell everybody I knew what I was doing, what I was looking for. We did mail outs. We would maybe take a neighborhood and I'm sure you've received them. I'm interested in buying your house. Yeah, we tried those. Actually, they work a little bit, but I like you guys better. But that's pretty much the two main ways. You know, the MLS, the multiple listing service, HAR.com. There's, you know, a few other places you can go to try and find deals.
Okay. What are your favorite features on the website?
Well, number one, that it updates every day. I mean, even on Sundays, that's cool. Because to get the best deals, I'm sure other people have told you this, you need to get in right away. So just the fact that there's updates every day is great. The other thing I like a lot is the interactive map you have there. Because even though I've lived in Houston forever, there's some neighborhoods I don't remember where they are, or in some cases I just go to the map and click and see if that's a neighborhood or an area of town that I feel comfortable buying in. And well, the other thing I like is the I believe y'all call it the numbers. I mean, even though you have to do your own due diligence and check it all out, that's just the indication of what whoever's selling the deal, what they think it's worth, ARV, and how much money to put in it. Again, sometimes I don't agree with what they say, but it kind of gives you a thumbnail sketch of if you can maybe do what you want to do with a property.
Right. And like you said, you know, you have to make sure that you do your own due diligence, but at least those numbers are there as kind of a preview of what someone, you know, the work that someone else has already done. So it makes it a little bit easier.
Yeah, and actually, if you're looking, for example, if you have to have a special kind of financing, there's a place that y'all put, I think it's called financing, mm-hmm. where they can list some of the various means if they have to have cash or if they're open to some other creative ways. So I like that too.
Okay. When you did your initial analysis, how did you go about verifying those numbers, the after repair value and the cost of repairs, all of that stuff?
How did I go about that?
How'd you verify them?
Oh, well, I just look for, I'm also a realtor somewhere.
Okay.
Along the way, homes and whatever else we do. My wife and I both got our real estate license. And so it's quite easy for me to go online and look for or houses that have sold. And so,
so just
as far
maybe
as
comps
how
in the
much
area.
Money's putting it, yeah, exactly. And how much it's going to put to fix it up. I've been doing that a while, so it's just math and figuring out what repairs you need to do.
Okay. And how many properties did you look at before deciding on the one that you purchased?
I'm always looking.
Always looking.
So that's hard. Well,
so
I'm always looking. Well, I'm always looking. So I guess, I can't really say. As far as, since I started using you guys, I am physically not going to the locations as much as I used to have to. Before, you would, maybe somebody would call you and say, hey, this is a great deal, and I'd have to go out there and take a look at it. And, well, maybe it wasn't such a great deal. And that has happened with houses I have found off your website. But I guess the question was how many. I'm always looking, so I can't really put a number on that.
Okay. And what was the deciding factor on this particular deal? What made you decide that this was the winner, this was the one that you wanted to buy?
This one cash flows.
Okay.
Pretty nicely. It's never going to increase in value tremendously, but we bought it at a pretty big discount, and the person that I have renting it, I liked him a whole lot, so that helped. So this is really I guess you would call this a buy and hold. This one is strictly works for me on a cash flow basis.
Okay, so you already have it rented out?
Oh, yeah, I had it rented out from the day I bought it.
Oh, okay, very good. What was the purchase price, the estimated cost of repairs, and the ARV on the property, if you don't mind sharing those numbers with us?
No, not at all. We bought it for $27,500. It's not the Taj Mahal. It's just a little old house. and I put about $2,000 into it right away. And had the renter in from day one, so I actually did the work while he was renting it. And that's all I need to rent it right now. Now, when and if I ever sell it, I can add up right now probably about $4,000 more in repairs that would probably be needed to sell it. The ARV, if I tried to sell it now, it would be about $54,000. You know, down the road, I don't anticipate this neighborhood to go crazy, but, you know, it's Houston. Who knows?
That's right. You never know. How did you go about negotiating with the seller, or did you have anything in particular that helped you get such a discounted price when you were buying?
Well, you just know your numbers, and you know what you can afford. At least that's the way I do it. I had a number in mind I wasn't going to go over. You just throw it out and see if they can live with it. And if they can't, no harm, no foul. Go on your business. So
that's right. All they can do is write
it down. I pretty much know before what I'm going to pay for it. And I try not to get carried away just because I like it. And just, you know, that's it. When it gets to that number, I'll go find something else if I need to.
All right. That's really smart, making sure that, like you said, knowing what you can afford. That's very important, not going over your budget. Jim, what advice would you give to new investors that are just starting out from the background that you've got?
Well, first, you need to figure out what your houses are going to sell for, depending on what you want to do for them. So either hook up. The easiest thing to do, quite honestly, is to hook up with a good realtor who will do this stuff that you trust and do this stuff for free for you. In other words, you can call them and say, I'm looking in this neighborhood, how much will this house sell for? Or get your own license if that's what you want to do. The other thing that has helped me is knowing your repair numbers. You need to figure out. You need to be able to go out to a house, figure out what it needs, and how much that's going to cost.
So doing your research before you get there and knowing exactly what repair is going to cost, how much.
Yeah,
that
you
way
need
you
to
don't
not
get
only
yourself
know
in a,
what you have to do, but how much that's going to cost. And
right.
If I do this, I'm going to get X out of it. Once you have those two, I mean, the other thing is just start throwing offers out. Don't get afraid of don't be afraid of getting turned down. It's, kind of like if you're in high school wanting to invite, don't, you got, you ask enough girls for dates. One of them will say yes, right? So
Which
throw out
one
some
of them
offers,
will?
and pretty soon, yeah, I've been told no before by houses, and then you say, okay, keep my phone number, and a month later they're calling you when they need the money and saying, is that offer still good? So that would be my main advice, and I would hook up with somebody like you guys too. I would definitely, I think for what y'all charge, myhousedeals.com is a great buy.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I'm glad that you were willing to speak with us today. I think that's all that I've got.
My pleasure.
Thank you.